Thank you very much, Paula. And to all of you, good day and welcome from the West Island. Before I begin, I would like to apologise for Hugh Jackman and his joke at the Oscars that because of downsizing, he would be starring next year in a movie called New Zealand. In Australia, we are still trying to figure out where he got the idea that New Zealand is a small country. Before I begin, I do need to cover some housekeeping. The simple ones are that the toilets are located outside the conference room and beyond the foyer and to your right. Secondly, that all the catering will be served in the foyer where you had your cup of tea and coffee before we started. There are $10 parking vouchers that are available from the registration desk in the conference room foyer. And of course, that you are all welcome to the conference networking drinks that Paula has already mentioned are sponsored by Juniper Networks. Other key elements, there is a wireless broadband facility available to you. You need to see Bernice up at the back there for your passwords if you wish to access that. Now, just to make sure that you're fully aware of important things, there are fire regulations that cover this conference. If you hear the fire alarm sounding in the hotel, you have to evacuate the hotel immediately. You have to evacuate via your nearest safety exit. There are exits to my right and exits at the rear of the room. Please follow instructions and directions from our trained staff towards the safe assembly point where all staff and guests will gather. The assembly point, for your information, is at the City Road Valet Car Park on the corner of City Road and Simon Street. Being not from these parts, I don't know which direction you turn outside the hotel. Can someone tell me, is City Road that way or that way? That way. So outside the hotel and turn left, till you find the car park. And then finally, in your name tag, apart from the really cool graphic that you get, that card is also a summary version of the program, so that if you're not at the table and getting forgetful about who the speaker was you just heard, you can dive into your little convenient wallet and remind yourself of what's on in the program. That said, let me go back to the conference itself. Where I come from, one of the major broadsheet newspaper has been running an advertising campaign that goes with the tagline, "Start a conversation." And that is what the Commerce Commission is trying to do today. And it's not that there hasn't been a lot of commentary made and claims and statements about NGN and broadband, but the idea here is to actually confer, for people to actually have byplay between different ideas. And that's why we've got a structure with lots of panels without people making big opening statements. And it's my job to help make that happen. The reason you're at round tables is to try to facilitate that process as well, and we'll do a few other interesting things. My other objective is to keep us to time, so don't be surprised if I hit the two ands gong at various times to let speakers know that their time has expired. But before I introduce our first speaker, I want to present you all with a challenge. I note that some of the submissions received by the Commerce Commission on their discussion paper urge the Commission to adopt international best practice. And my thoughts are that the country that led the world in giving women the vote, that has the team that has historically defined excellence in rugby, and that fathered the mountaineer that conquered Everest, can have ambitions beyond that. I want you to turn your minds to the goal of being and defining international best practice in the national development of next generation networks, not just matching what someone else has done. Having said that, let me introduce our first speaker, Peter Darling. Peter is going to briefly run us through the concept of the NGN to get us started. Peter is incredibly well qualified for doing that. His full CV has been made available to you, but over recent years he has led the work by our equivalent of the TCF, ACIF, in its NGN deliberations. He has been a member of the Asia Pacific NGN study group for the ITU, and has also worked with a major consulting firm in Australia, Access Economics, in preparing a policy paper for NGN consideration by the Australian government. Unfortunately, that paper has not been released by our government at this time. Without further ado, please welcome Peter Darling to the stage.